Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to Abraham Speaks Sunday. We're here again, live and in living color, and today's topic is about health. I just want to check and make sure that everything's coming through good. Okay, we're getting the message is getting out. So, every Sunday, you know what we like to do? The first thing we talk about is love, because love is so important. Until we learn how to love each other, okay? We're not going to be coming together as a family. We're not going to be coming together as a group. We're not going to be able to get anything done, country-wise or anything else, because we don't know what love is. I'm going to talk a whole lot about love because we got a very interesting topic today. We're talking about health. And health, culture, science, leadership, who controls your slaves, and we're going to go on a little bit about the story of Abraham, okay? Now, love is an act that makes others feel good. This goes back to your culture of reap what you sow, okay? If it's not going to make the other person feel good, don't commit the act. You were loving each other in the beginning. When you first met, you're going out, you're taking each other to do things, and you're interested in what he knows and what she knows, and you're paying attention to everything. That's love. That's what makes them attach their emotion to you. And then once you get together, you start thinking about things, you start confusing living life together with love. Living life together is one thing, loving each other is something else. Who's going to pay the bills? Who's going to drive a car? Who's going to take care of the children? Who's going to watch the children in there? Who's going to walk the dog? That's living life together. It has nothing to do with love. Love is the things that you do that are specifically designed for the person that you say you love, okay? You do things for your children specifically designed for each child. You don't buy for one child what the other child wants. You buy what they want. Same thing with your spouse. The things that you do for them are specifically designed for them. So you got to learn about them, learn what they like, what they don't like. If they like pistachio ice cream and ain't nothing in there, when you come home from work, bring some pistachio ice cream. Cause that's what they like, okay? So learn how to love each other. Irregardless of living a life together, you still have to learn how to love each other, okay? Now, with that being said, we're going to move on into health. Last week on health, we talked about, last week we didn't talk about health. But I normally go through the different things, nutrients and stuff that the body needs to help you with stuff. The last time we talked about was vitamin C. We talked about vitamin C, and we talked about thiamine and romaflip, okay? Now, this week, we're talking about niacin, right? Now, niacin aids in the utilization of energy. You get your niacin from liver, milk, yogurt, and cottage cheese. Now, that's what they have listed. That's flesh items and dairy. Now, most of us are actually trying to stay away from the flesh and dairy. We're talking about rubber flavor, right? That's vitamin B2. Now, it functions as part of the coenzyme and the production of energy within body cells. It promotes healthy skin, eyes, and clear vision. Now, next week, I didn't do the research on this, but next week I'm going to find you a better way to get to vitamin B2 than liver, milk, yogurt, and cottage cheese. There's got to be a better answer than that out there, you know? But that's where it says your robo-flavoring is coming from, you know? And we're doing healthy skin, eyes, and clear vision. So we have to figure out a better way to do that, all right? So the main reason why I go through this every week is to let you know that all of the vitamins, nutrients, and minerals work together to produce that perfect cell. That's what they do. And if you're not putting them all in at the same time, then we're going to have a problem creating the perfect cells. Each time the cells change over 7 years, you're going to have deficient cells being produced, okay? And we got niacin, okay? Niacin comes from liver, poultry, fish, peanuts, fortified cereal, and products. Now, they're saying liver, meat, poultry, fish, peanuts, and fortified cereal products, but now, according to the Bible, meat is actually herbs and plants, okay? So now they're talking about flesh, but they specifically say meat, poultry, and fish. So it gets a little confusing as to what they're actually talking about, but based on the way this culture is set up, when they say meat, they're not actually talking about herbs and vegetables. They're literally talking about flesh, okay? We got peanuts, fortified cereal products. I think they have a better way to get niacin, too. And the five vegetables I get, the vitamin B2 is listed, and niacin is listed. How much you get out, I might have to come back over and check just to make sure, okay? It functions as part of coenzyme in fat synthesis, tissue respiration, and utilization of carbohydrates promotes healthy skin, nerves, and digestive tract, right? Aids in digestion and fosters normal appetite. most of the stuff that they're giving us is coming from the 3-meal-a-day diet, and it's based on that particular premise. And some of that stuff we really shouldn't be consuming, even though they say it promotes this and is good for that. And they don't list other natural ways to get it. So next week, next time we talk about health, I'm going to the other natural ways. And if we're getting these items in the five vegetables that I mentioned, and I believe that we are, okay? Now, the next thing is calcium. That comes from milk, yogurt, cheese, sardines, salmon, with bones, collard greens, kale, mustard greens, and turnip greens. Now, it combines with other minerals within a protein framework to give structure and strength to bones and teeth, assisting blood clotting, functions in normal muscle contraction, and relaxation of normal nerve transmission. We get on the synaptic nerves situation, right? So calcium is very good for the body. But I'm going through all of these to let you know that when you're eating a certain way, where the body needs all this stuff in at the same time, and they all work together to help each other make that perfect cell, okay? Now let's talk about iron. It combines with protein to form a hemoglobin, the red substance in blood, and carries oxygen to and carbon dioxide from the cells. Now, that carbon is very important. We're going to get into that one day. Prevents nutritional anemia, and it's accompanying fatigue. Increases resistance to infection, functions as part of enzyme involved in tissue respiration, okay? So I went through all of these just to let you know that they all work together. We're talking about your proteins, your carbohydrates, your fats, your vitamins. Vitamin A, vitamin C. Vitamin A is retinol. Vitamin C is ascorbic acid. We're talking about thiamine, which is vitamin B2. Riboflavin, vitamin B2. Vitamin B1. Riboflavin is vitamin B2. We got niacin, calcium, iron. All these things work together to produce the cell, okay? So that's something that you really need to get into as far as what you're doing, how you're doing it. So now that brings us into our topic today. Next week I'm going to find some better sources for some of these stuff without eating the flesh that they call meat. But it's not really meat. Meat is the roots of vegetables. that's a whole other story, okay? Now, the topic for today is why are we eating? Okay. Now the thing is, are we eating to gain weight? Are we eating to lose weight? Are we eating to build muscles? I want to be muscle men, you know, muscle women, you know. Are we eating because you have to? Some people just eat because if you don't eat, then they're going to die, right? Are you eating because you want to extend your life? Are you eating because you're sick and you need foods and stuff to make you better? Is that why you're eating? Now, think about this for a second. Every 7 years, the body reproduces all of the cells, okay? Every 7 years, every cell in the body is reproduced. Now, based on how you're eating, you're either going to get defective cells or healthy cells, right? So we should be eating to produce the perfect cell, right? Now, what does that mean, eating to produce the perfect cell? Let's just think about that for a minute. Now, I use the cake analogy. Those of you have heard this portion of the lecture before. If you're making a cake, right, you put X amount of ingredients in, measured ingredients to make the cake come out a certain way. The oven, you heat the oven up to 350, 400 degrees, depends on what type of cake you're making, right? And you let it cook for about an hour and 10 minutes, and you get a nice-looking cake, right? The cake is the cell that you're generating. In order to generate that cell, the body, the stomach, is the oven where it heats and cooks the food or whatever you're putting in there at 98.6 degrees, or maybe 97, maybe 99, depends on the body. And it breaks the food down into its chemical and nutrient components so that it can pass through the different holes in the system where it goes to each particular part of the body so it can nourish that particular part of the body, okay? Now it needs all of those ingredients in the body at the same time to make that perfect cell because you're making a cell. That's why you should be eating. Okay? And when you ask yourself, when you get into our culture and to your original culture, which is reap what you sow, see, what am I reaping from sowing the food that I eat? Okay? That's what you have to ask yourself. Because that's what our culture suggests. That's how we were able to be so healthy, live for 200 years and all that stuff, because we always ask the question, what am I reaping from sowing this particular item? What do you reap from sowing liquor? Liquor is not a food. It's not a food group, okay? Wine is not a food group. Bourbon and gin, they're not food groups. So you really shouldn't be consuming any of that stuff, all right? Because what you're sowing from those things is sickness and death. They don't help produce that perfect cell. And that's why we should be eating. You have to ask yourself the question, why are we eating? Okay? If you eat a certain way, you're going to get a certain response. You're going to get a certain reaction. Okay? Now, right now, the way I'm eating right now, the gray hair in my body is starting to turn black, all right? My gray hair is going away because I'm on what we call an age reduction diet, and the reason to reduce the age is to eat properly, all right? Excuse me, I'm like used to the late night. I have so much to do during the day, but I have to switch it to a late night. I apologize for that. And you can always log on to the show, Blog Talk Radio. And I don't know what the link is. People ask me what the link is, but I don't actually know what the link is. But I know you can go to Blog Talk Radio and look up Elohim Speaks on Sunday, and you'll be able to get the shows to the date that you wanted to show. And I put the date on every show, so you'll be able to get the date that we're talking about, so you can get that, okay? Now, okay, where are we at? Oh, so everything comes down to why you're eating, all right? If you eat properly, you're going to have the perfect weight. If you eat properly, you're going to be able to build certain muscles. If you eat properly, you'll gain the weight that you're supposed to have. If you eat properly, whatever the doctor has diagnosed you with, it will go away because your immune system is very powerful. And where's the immune system? In the gut. See what I'm saying? So everything is transpiring from your stomach. So you need to you need to work on while you're eating, so that you can come up with a diet to eat better and have better and long-lasting life, okay? Now, the normal lifespan of a human being is 999 years. That's the normal lifespan of the physical body. I'm going to say that again because I know you didn't hear it. The normal lifespan of the physical body is 999 years. We're dropping dead at 80, 90, and 100 years. Most of us are gone. 100 years old, most of us are gone, you know. Very few of us is making past the 100 mark, although we're starting to do that now. But when you're 40 years old, when you're 100 years old, you're supposed to look like you're 40. You're supposed to be walking around with a walker and people waiting on you and drooling at the mouth because you can't do anything. No, that's not how you're supposed to be at 100 years old, okay? You're supposed to look around 35 to 40 years old for at least 200 or 300 years. Oh, boy, did I say that? Yes, I did. So in order to get this type of reaction from the body, you have to eat a certain way. Now, I'm giving you a whole new thought process on how to eat. When you eat, you should be eating everything, all the nutrients and minerals that the body needs should go into the system at the same time. The 3-meal-a-day diet, it actually don't work. It's designed to make you sick and be on medication by the time you're 50 and 60, which is what the pharmaceutical industry wants. They want you on medication for the rest of your life. That helps their bottom line, okay? Now, let me give you a list of vegetables. If you eat a cup of these 5 vegetables, that would be the equivalent of a 1,000-calorie diet, okay? 2,000-calorie diet would be 2 cups of this a day, all right? So 1 cup of greens, collard greens, string beans, broccoli, green peas, and Brussels sprouts. Those 5 vegetables will help your body create the perfect cell, because 89 to 90% of all the nutrients that you need are in those 5 vegetables. Now, the problem I have with the bran, right? I have trouble with the bran, so that's vitamin B4. So I take a bran flake. Now, you can get the bran from rice, although rice is a binder. You don't eat too much rice every day. But because it's from grass, and we don't really need to eat the grass, the bread, corn, beans, and rice, that was actually made for the cows and lower animals, okay? We're eating because the people have assumed responsibility to God of trying to feed billions of people, all right? So some of those things are in our diet and help us live. When you're hungry, you ain't got nothing. A little rice and beans, boy. it comes in handy, you know. So if you eat those five vegetables, now you have to eat all of them together at the same time, okay? Now, if it's too much for you in one setting, break up into two meals or into three meals, see? Because that way you're eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but you're not eating what's prescribed by this system for you to eat, which is eggs, bacon, potatoes, for breakfast with a little orange juice and some bread. You know, it's basically a grass diet, all right? It's basically a diet for animals. It's an animal diet, all right? I don't consider you animals, but it's an animal diet. So you don't really want to eat like that in the morning. You get your the five vegetables, put it together. And this is a thought process. You have to train yourself to do this. But in order to train yourself to do this, you have to step up into a different mindset. You have to become a different type of person if you're going to do this. Your thought process is going to have to change. That's why we ask the question, why are you eating? Are you eating to create the perfect self? That's the question you want to ask yourself. That means you won't get no more cancer, no more AIDS, no more this, no more that. Everything will disappear. Your mucus will be balanced because you won't be eating a whole lot of mucus-forming foods, all right? And I think Dr. Sabian said something that was pretty profound. He said there's only one disease, and it's all mucus-related. So if you begin to control your mucus and your mucus intake, then a lot of the things that you're suffering from will actually go away, okay? Now, like I said, yeah, excuse me, this is really late for me, you know. Normally I'm crashed, you know, but I got so much to do during the day that I have to switch to a later time, so you have to bear with me on this, okay? Now, let's get into the next portion of what we're talking about, okay? I broke this up into three or four different portions, so we're not really talking about health for the whole thing, let's get into the next portion. We're talking about culture versus science and leadership. Now, that's a very interesting topic because we're not acting out of our culture. Okay? If we were acting out of our culture, then that is science. Because our actual culture is cosmological. Is sowing sin, or what we call reap what you sow, okay? Sin is not something evil like they're telling it. It's the results that you're getting from sowing. That's what sin is. So two men and women get together, they sow sexually and bring their baby on, they have just produced sin, okay? So it's not, the baby ain't evil, it's sowing sin. Is what you get from sowing. That's I'm just dropping this out here. I know you never heard this before, but I'm just throwing this out here so that you can't get it. And if you log on and listen to the show later on, you'll be able to hear all of the stuff that I'm saying. You'll be able to. You can listen to this anytime on Blog Talk Radio. Okay. So now we're talking about your culture. Read what you sow. Think about it for a minute. You're talking about science. They changed the name of your culture. So you don't know what they're talking about. And this is done intentionally so that you can't keep up, can't figure out what they're doing. What is science? Science is the reaction that you get from putting things together. That's all it is. And you put the math on it to control the reaction of whatever you're putting together. It don't matter what it is, okay? And we're talking about behavioral science. That's they gave you that in the Bible, in Egyptian scrolls, and Sumerian scrolls. They gave you all this information because behavioral science is part of the culture of what you sow. You don't want anybody to kill you. Don't you kill nobody. You don't want nobody stealing your stuff. Don't steal their stuff. If you don't want nobody lying and bearing false witness on you, don't lie on them. If you don't want your spouse cheating on you, don't cheat on them. It's reap what you sow. That's all it is. Back in the day, cosmologically, when we were under our proper culture, we didn't have jails. There was no need for jails because everybody knew they were God, and they knew that they were living in this little flesh suit, and they were the master of the flesh. They knew that. So the body is the slave. You are a slave master. You're constantly in a slave master relationship. So what the people, some people have figured this out, and they decided, hey, the slave in the physical realm is where all the power is coming from. So let's take control of the slave. They took physically. They came in and just took control of the slave. When they realized they couldn't keep you in check physically, they went into a mental thing. Slave control of your mind so that they can control the brain functions, so that allows them to control what the slave does, what the slaves say, what the slave eat, because if you're eating what they tell you to eat, they're getting paid, you know? It's like a child. When you give the child, when a child asks you for Kellogg's cornflakes or Frosted Flakes, the child have no idea about nutrition. All they know is about Tony the Tiger. It's how to control your mind. They have set up, all right, a back door into the programming that they've placed in you from childhood. The back door is the cartoons. I know I mentioned this before, but I'm going to get into it again. The back door is the cartoons. This is why every time they're selling you something, they got a cartoon. They're selling you honey. They got Winnie the Pooh. They're selling you insurance. They got Geico, right? Whatever they're selling you, they're bringing a cartoon up. They're selling toilet paper. They bring the bear up. They bring the bear up, the cartoon bear up, to sell toilet paper. Whatever they're selling, they bring in these cartoon characters up because they know they can slip in through the cartoon, get you to do what they want you to do, get out, and leave you just as crazy as you were when they got in there. You know what I'm saying? So this is what's going on. Now, your science is part of your culture of reap what you sow. Rocket science. You put two chemicals together, right? You're going to get a reaction. You put the math on the reaction to control the reaction. If you put the chemicals in a container, and when the reaction goes off, the container flies up into space. Okay? Rocket science. See what I'm saying? Read what you saw. Two chemicals come together to create a reaction, and you measure a reaction. Just that simple. You understand what I'm saying? So, but they got everything broken down and changed and the names so that you don't know what's going on. You are cosmological beings. You're actually deity. I'm going to stop using the word God because we got the word God so screwed up. Nobody knows what God is. You don't know what God is, who God is, what. So we just use the word deity, all right? So that's the word I'm going to be using from now on. I'm trying to stay away from the word God. It's just your program. It's kind of difficult not to use some of the program because you're programmed with the stuff. It just comes out automatically sometimes, all right? So I'm going to use the word deity, okay? Now, we're about halfway into the hour, so normally I go through a little commercial for the programs that I like, and we have a couple of them that comes on. Sister Tahara, her show comes on Tuesday through Friday from 7 to 8 p.m. Okay, that's Eastern Time. Her call-in number is 917-889-8059, okay? Now, on my show, I give people a shout-out, all right? On their show, they won't even mention my name unless I'm on the show. So, but I'm not judging them for that. It's just me, okay? I have a different thought process than they have, okay? Now, we also have the Legacy of a Nation that comes on every Saturday at 9 o'clock. That's produced by Matt and Sun 772. Call-in number for that show is 316-527-6199. They're on every Saturday at 6 o'clock, okay? Not barring situations. You know, we all have different things that come up sometimes. We might not make one of them days, but nothing going wrong with it. They're there every Saturday. It's like we're here every Sunday. This is Elohim Speaks. Now, I'll be here at 9, from 8 to 9 p.m. on Sunday from now on, okay? And just I just got to learn how to stay awake that long. So I'll be here from 8 to 9 on Sunday from now on, okay? And I also have a gospel CD on the market. You can go to YouTube and listen to it. Just look at Elohim Christ, 10 tracks, and you'll be able to get it, okay? Also, I have a book. I have a couple of books out in reality, but I pulled my books. I'm creating a culture, all right? And I'm going to use the books to set the culture up, all right? So you won't be able to get my books on the market anymore. The only way you can get the books, you have to give me a call, and I'll set that up for you. The call-in number to get the CD or the book would be 215-977-0777. Now, you can call that number anytime from like 9 to 5, and you should be able to get some kind of response. If you're not getting a response right now, we're busy. Just leave a message, and we'll get back to you, and you can order the different things that you want, okay? All right, now, that's Elohim Speaks. So we'll be on every Sunday from 8 to 9 now instead of from 3 to 4, okay? I miss those early times because I'm dragging, so I have to, sort of amp myself up a little bit to keep the show going like it's supposed to be going, okay? Now, this is the next thing that we're talking about. We're talking about leadership for a minute, okay? Now, most of the, in this culture, set up that the 1% is pushing, when you say leadership, they think that you're supposed to be leading people, setting the tone, forging ahead, you know? But there's another type of leadership. There's individual leadership where you lead yourself, you know? Once you learn how to cross the street, you do not need nobody to hold your hand to help you walk across the street. You can lead yourself across the street. You can do that. All right, so I think that that's what we need to get more into, how to lead ourselves. And if you lead yourself, you won't fall into a lot of traps that you get into when you're following people. You know? You'll be doing your own research. You'll be doing your own studying. You know? And you can do that because of who you are. You are a deity. You're conscious energy formed in flesh. Right? The flesh is your slave to do with whatever you want. You can make that slave do whatever you want, okay? So you have to lead the slave, you know, show the slave or tell the slave what you're trying to do. If you're leading yourself to a certain point, then make the slave do whatever you want it to do. And you don't have to, you know, the cravings of that slave are pretty strong sometimes. So you have to do it little by little, but you have to step up to the thought process of who you actually are and what you're actually capable of doing. What are we capable of doing as deity? As a man and a woman, you might be limited to certain things. But as deity, as a god, you have no limits. Think about it. When I was young, growing up, we didn't have TV. You got TV in the palm of your hand. Our TV was biggest captain almost, you know? That's how big the TVs were. Now they got flat screen TVs that's a little flat, but and they're constantly growing. We're constantly upgrading more and more and more into our unlimitedness, you know? I know I go through this after a certain point when we get to that point, but into who you are. And if you're going to take control over that slave, all right, that slave will do whatever you want. That's the body. It will do anything you tell it to do. It will jump off a bridge if you tell it. It'll warn you, say, oh, man, this is going to hurt. But you tell it to jump anyway, and it'll jump, knowing that it's going to be painful, it's going to hurt, because you're in control of the slave, all right? But you first have to realize who you are. Am I a man? Am I a woman? Am I a carpenter? Am I a king? Am I a queen? Am I a baker? No, you're a deity. Now, I told you I'm not going to use the word God as much. I'm going to use the term deity. The term God is all screwed up out there. You know, we got male God, female God. But when I say deity, we're talking just about the conscious energy and flesh. Because it's both male and female, all right? It's not a male God or female God. The gods are actually both genders, male and female, all right? I'm just throwing this out here. I'm just giving you a different thought process, something to think about, because you are allowing your slave to control you when you're supposed to be controlling the slave. And remember what we talked about when we talk about your eating habits, as far as why you're eating. Okay, that slave will eat what you tell it to eat. It will drink what you tell it to eat, but you have to get into your culture, okay, of reap what you sow or sow in sin. What do you mean, sow in sin? Well, I have to bring it to you so that you can hear this stuff, because you can't hear what I'm saying anywhere else, because they're not giving it to you, not like this, all right? This is the information that the 1% keeps you away from, because they don't want you to access your power. If you start accessing your power, you can look at what they're doing. Wait a minute. I can shut this down. This don't have to be like this, you know, because you have the mental capacity to create whatever you need to do what you have to do. Okay, now we're talking about leadership. That's where we're at right now. We have the leadership portion of the session. Now, your leadership, you need to learn how to lead yourself, okay, and not allow people to lead you, because that's where the leadership needs to end, and you need to stop worrying about leading other people, all right? Now, if you're going to New York and I'm going to New York and we want to go together, that's fine, but you don't need me to lead you to New York if you know how to drive to get to New York. You can go on your own. So you need to learn how to lead yourself and stop looking for people to lead you. That's the problem that's going on the whole planet right now. It's the leadership. That's the problem with everything right now. And we need to flip the script if we're going to make this thing work a little better. Now, right now, I'd like to also make the announcement that this is an interactive show, so if you have a comment or a statement or something you want to say, you can press 1 to open your mic. So everything is working right now. And you can make your comment or say whatever you have to say, okay? Now, we're about, we got about 15 minutes left. So with this 15 minutes, I did one break. I'm going to do another break just to announce the shows that I like and I would like you to feed into. This will be the last announcement on that. The one show, the Sister Harris show, she comes on Tuesday through Friday from 7 to 8 p.m. I like her show. Especially with Dr. Jones, we're talking about on Wednesday. That's 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Her call in number is 917-889-8059. I know on their show, they won't even mention my name, but it's okay. I have a different thought process than they do. I like the show, so I'm going to give them a shout out because that's what family does, okay? Now, we also have the Legacy of a Nation with Brother Mac and Son 772. I've been given a shout out. I haven't been mentioning the brother's name, which is Mac's son. And I've been feeling a little bad about that. So I got to throw his name in there, too, because he's a co-host for the show. He also has his own show on, too. I have to check with him to get the time that his show come on. I think it's in the evening. Well, 6 or 7 o'clock with the same call-in number, but I'm not sure, so I have to check that out. But the call-in number is 319-572-6199, and I have to apologize to Son 772 for not mentioning his name when I mentioned Legacy of a Nation, because he's faithfully on there every Sunday with Brother Mac, and I need to give him his props, okay? Now we have Elohim Speaks. We're here every Sunday now. The new time is from 8 to 9 p.m. That's my new time, all right? And because, like I said, so much going on in the daytime. And you know something? I've been giving out the wrong number because people call me, say, I can't get in. I'm with them. But I've been telling people 916, but it's actually 516. So I apologize for that as well. It's unbelievable, all right? So the call-in number for my show on Sunday is 516 253-9230. Okay, that's Healing Things Speaks. You can also catch me on Blog Talk Radio because all the shows are recorded. So you can, if you miss a show and you want to catch it at a certain time, you can always catch the show a little later on and get back on track, okay? Now, the last portion of what we're talking about, I always go into something in the Bible because I think that the Bible is one very powerful book. The Europeans, I'm calling them the Europeans two times, they're not, I don't want to get into that, that's a whole other show, as to whether they're Greek or Romans or whatever they are. But I just say Europeans, because I'm just more familiar with calling them Europeans. They took the Bible and conquered the known world. We're taking the same book, throwing it in the trash. Now, I'm going to give you an example, right, of what they see when they read the Bible and what you see when you read the Bible. And you can see that there's a big difference in what they're getting out of the book and what you're getting out of the book. And we're talking about the story of Abraham, right? Now, think about this here. Abraham took his wife and Lot, just three of them. He's 70 years old, and they went on his journey. After years and years on the journey, Lot got captured by a group of people, right? Abraham took an army to go and rescue Lot. Now, this is the question that the 1% asking. Where did he get the army from? Okay, we're not asking ourselves that question. It just goes right by us. But where did the man get an army from? The army came from the village. What is the village? The village is the tribes organized. Organized tribes create a village, which creates power. Okay, now where did the village come from? His lineage and the people that's with him and then traveling with him and joining his group after years go on. They became tribes, which became a village. Okay, you know they always say it takes a village to raise a child. Well, what the world are they talking about? See, the 1% are seeing how to build a military and why a military is necessary. You see, this is what the 1% is seeing. What are you seeing? See what I'm saying? It's part of the same story, right? Abraham was putting his son on a block to be sacrificed, right? Ah, that's crazy. I would never do that. I used to say that at one time before I really began to see what the Bible was talking about. You sacrifice your children. All of us, if you think back, our children have been sacrificed for God, which is the 1% in war. Don't you sacrifice your children in war? I know people have been to war. I've been to war, okay? We're sacrificing our children for God, okay? Now, then, if God ain't going to go to war, he changes mind. Oh, no, you don't have to sacrifice your child today because we're not going to war, okay? That's what that story was all about, right? Well, are you willing to sacrifice your children for what you're doing? Think about it, right? They're willing to sacrifice the children. First war, 20 million. Second World War, 50 million. 50 million of their children perished. They sacrificed 50 million of them to do what they had to do. They sacrificed over 100 million black people to take over the continent, to get out from under black rule. If they're willing to sacrifice the children, are you willing to sacrifice the children? What the 1% see and what you see is two different things. We ask that, I'm listening to, I don't know if any of you are familiar with Sunnetta TV. That's a black TV show. And the children, I listen to it because I want to hear what the children are talking about. And some of the children are smart. I mean, those children are smart. So if you're not familiar with Sunnetta TV, you need to get, you know, go on Sunnetta TV and look at it and see what's going on, okay? We only got about 10 minutes. So let me scroll down here and see who we got on the line here. Okay, Brother Mac is here. Brother Mac, I'm going to open your mic. If you want to tell us a little bit about your show and if it's and what you're going to be talking about this Saturday, because my show comes on Sunday, so you have to talk about yours now. It's hard to tell them know what's going on Saturday. So I'm going to open your mic. If you want to give them a brief synopsis, you know, talk briefly about your show and what's going on. I believe your mic is open. How you doing, brother? Can you hear me?
Thank you, Brother Elohim. Yes, sir. I hear you.
Brother Mac?
Yes, sir.
Well, if you can hear me, I sure can't hear you. Let me click to my other line here and see what's going on.
Let's see. All right, I'll sing a song if you hear me.
Brother Mac?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I can hear you. Now, I can hear you on my other line, but I can't hear you.
Okay.
Now I can hear you. There's something wrong with my earphones. Okay. All right,
Brother Elohim. Thank you for the shout out. I'm Brother Mac, and my show is Legacy of a Nation. And I'm on every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. for an hour. And as with your show, my show is interactive, wherein we Aborigines can talk with and to each other about the things that concern us. And I speak on four main topics, one each week. The main topic that I speak on today, we talk about how to gain and maintain the health of our people. And the second topic is history. We talk about his story and our story. We talk about how we as a people got to be the way that we are and how we get around to asking ourselves, what is wrong with us? And the third topic is politics. We talk about the structure of politics and leadership and how we are led and misled into looking against ourselves. And then fourth is economics. We talk about how to become economically independent and how to have people working for you instead of you working and paying you. When you have economics, you have people working and paying you. And so we feel that covering these four topics goes toward helping a nation of people who are 50 million strong, and that's us, helping them to become aware of who they are and how they got to be the way that they are. And in so doing, maybe we will come upon the question of where are we going from here? And so our main aim is to raise the awareness of the Aboriginal community and to point out that we are the Aboriginal community in that we are natives, we are indigenous, we are Aborigines. We, as a people, were in these lands of the Americas before the arrival of Columbus in 1492. Our ancestors were in these lands thousands and thousands of years. They were here historically, and we give references to that you can prove to yourself conclusively that we are indigenous to these lands and that this is our home, that we are not Africans alone, that yes, Africans were brought here, but we were already here as well. And we talk about the significance of leaving off the fact that we were already here and just referring to ourselves as Africans, while Africans don't claim us, and that there are more than 50 nations in Africa. None of them claim us as their lost people. But we have been taught that we are Africans and that Africa is where we came from. And Legacy of the Nation contends that's not at all the case. We were already here. And we have to become aware of that fact and perhaps someday reclaim that which is ours. Thank you so much, Brother Elohim.
Okay, well, thank you for giving us the information about the show. We appreciate that. And now if you, I'm going to ask you the question, if you have a comment or something on the question for the day, why are you eating?
Why?
Nobody asked. That's a question that nobody asked. Why are you eating?
Why am I eating?
Yes.
My goodness. Brother Elohim, right off the top of my head, I feel like that's a question that no matter how I answer it, is that a trick question? And if it's not,
well,
please tell me why.
I had to scroll down to find your number. I don't know if you was here in the beginning, but the reason I asked the question is because I'll throw the rest of the question at you. Are you eating to gain weight? Are you eating to lose weight? Are you eating to build muscle? Are you eating for good health? Are you eating because you have to? Or are you eating because you're just plain hungry, you know? And the whole thing is that we have to think about why we're eating so we know what we're eating and why what we're eating makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
When we deal with the fact that every 7 years, every cell is being reproduced to replace those cells with perfect cells. And if we had that in mind while we're eating, then that brought us into the diet that I talked about. So that's the whole thing. So it's just something to think about. It's not really something that you have to answer. Nobody asked that question.
Well, when you put it in that context, it's much easier to answer the question. Are you eating for any one of those things, or maybe all of them at different times? But
yeah.
Could you just ask out of a clear blue sky, why are you eating? Wait a minute.
Well, see, I'm just introducing a different thought process, because these are the kind of things that people don't ask themselves. You know, they don't actually get into the why of things; they do automatically. You know. You know, I mean, when you get into why you're breathing, then you have to ask yourself, why would I smoke a cigarette? You know, if I'm breathing for a certain thing, we talk about why you're eating, that brings you to why do I drink liquor? Why do I take drugs? Why do I do this? Because it has no nutritional value. So why am I putting this stuff in my system when you're dealing with the culture of reap what you sow? See, all this takes back to the culture of reap what you sow. So that's why I throw these questions out there like that, you know, so that person a different thought perspective on what's going on, you know. So now we have about 7 minutes left. So I would like to, I know we talked about the story of Abraham right quick, but I want to talk a little bit about the story of Moses and what's going on Sonetta TV. On Sonetta TV, now, the brother, he's been out there for a while, in the streets, struggling. He's out there in the streets with the people, you know. And most of the children that are out there talking, they're smart. They're some smart. Our babies are smart. But they're missing the message of the Bible when they get to arguing back and forth. They ask questions like, are these mythical characters, were they really here? Who cares? The question is, what are you getting out of the story? So I'm just going over the story of Moses again, right? After Moses went through all he went through and he set the people up, the first thing he did was took 10% from the people and all of the women to the Levites. He set up a central banking system. That's where the power came from. That's what the 1% saw. Oh, we need to centralize our money. That's what they did. They centralized the money in England. And then in 1934, the United States said, wait a minute. Well, actually, it's London, too, England, because she's in control of the country. This is the colony of Britain. But she said, wait a minute. we need to centralize the money in America as well and bring that back to us too. So they set up a Federal Reserve System, centralized banking process. That's what the story of Moses is all about. The 1% got it, but we didn't get it. I'm just pointing out the difference between what the 1% see in the stories and what we're arguing about over the story. Oh, it was Tutmosis. He was a pharaoh. Who cares? That's not important. You know what I'm saying? And we're missing the forest for the trees. Well, since your mic is open, we got about 4 minutes. Does that make any sense to you, Mike? The difference between what the 1% see when they read the Bible and what we see when we read the Bible, right?
Right. Yes, sir. You know, okay. Elohim, I just as you did, I questioned whether or not the stories in the Bible were about real people, and I agree with you that it doesn't really matter. A story is being told to teach you a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And either you get the lesson or you don't. I think most of us don't. Would you agree? Because I never even thought of the story of Moses as being one where a central banking system was set up. But when I think about it, there it is, plain as day. Let's see. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
And one of the most important things about the story was that he didn't use the banking system of the enemy. They set up their own economic structure.
Uh-huh.
Because the banking system of the enemy is controlled by the enemy. You can't
right.
get nothing by using their banking system. You have to have your own. So when we talk about, as we talk about black people, where's our banking system? What are we're missing the lessons of the story. And that's why we're in so much trouble. The 1% took that book, man, and they conquered the known world. And they got us throwing it in the trash. That's just something to think about, you know? And you can, I was supposed to, I don't know if the Reverend, I met a Reverend yesterday. He was supposed to log in. I wouldn't know his number if I see it because I don't really recognize his number, but I'm going to call him later on to find out if he did call in. If he is here, press 1. Look at all these numbers up here. Well, he didn't press 1, so maybe he's just listening. I don't know. I'll call him later on and see what he says. But we only have about 2 minutes left, so with this last 2 minutes, I would like to reinforce into your minds that you need to rethink. We got about 90 seconds. You need to rethink what's going on in your lives and why you're doing what you're doing. And if you go back to our culture of reap what you sow, when you do something, you have to ask yourself, what's the benefit coming back to me or to our people from doing what I'm doing? Now, if I use the story of Abraham because Abraham developed an army from the tribes. Most of us got plenty of children out here. Those are your tribes. The village is broken. We need to organize the tribes because the tribes organized is what creates the village. That's why Prophet Muhammad was so important. They called him to Medina because the tribes were fighting. He went down there, stopped the tribes from fighting, organized the tribes, and look at the power that came from the tribes being united because the villages was there. Now when they came to attack Muhammad, he had a military. The military came about Well, we got about 10 seconds left, so I'm holding right there. But I'm just giving you the importance of these stories, and we're missing the forest for the tree. So those that chimed in, I want to thank you so much. I appreciate you chiming in. Let me know that I'm not here by myself. Brother Mac, thanks for giving us a shout-out about the show. We appreciate that. And with that, we're going to say that I'll see you next Sunday, or we'll talk next Sunday at 8 p.m. I love you.
We'll see be well.
Thank you. Thank you, brother Mac.
Myself.